London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling to countries years ago, but this the place I wanted to know. London, that's the place for me. To live in London, you are really comfortable, because their English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire. So London, that's the place for me. At night, when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk down Shaftesbury Avenue. There you will laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery of London. That's the place for me. Yes, I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean, my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my residence is at Hampton Court. So London, that's the place for me.
Hello everybody and welcome to the February 2008 Tiny Dancing Podcast.
We were just referring to it as the difficult third one.
The difficult third one, yeah. And so if there's any obvious drop in quality,
It's because we're sober. It's a concept podcast this time.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be, there won't be as much slurring, but there probably won't be as much enjoyment. So, rough with the smooth.
Plus, we do have a giant model of Stonehenge in here too.
Yeah, just to bring some kind of sense of achievement to proceedings, I think, and solemnity.
Ooh, good word.
Thank you. That was London is a Place for Me by Lord Kitchener. We're going to try and get a couple of themes going on today, I think. One song's about London, one is new songs that we don't think anyone else would have heard before.
Yeah, one that I haven't heard before.
Yeah, I know, but that's you don't get out much, do you, really?
But that was you live in the 1980s, so it's fine.
Very much so.
Yeah, in your world, Robert Smith is prime minister, and everything's okay. Yeah, that was your choice, Stardust. So,
yes, the reason I love this song is it makes me, well, it's kind of London that I like in my head that I know probably doesn't really exist anymore, but. Or maybe didn't even then. Yeah, it was recorded in 1951.
I like the piano Big Ben bit.
Yeah, that's great.
Nice touch.
It's a genius touch. But I remember I asked one of my Jamaican friends about it. I say one of my Jamaican friends. I don't have many. And because basically I couldn't buy the concept that they did seem genuinely that happy about the whole situation, because I suspect they weren't living in the best circumstances. And he said that everyone was just very happy to be over here because they weren't living that well in Jamaica either, and that was probably the reason why they recorded it. Plus, it was commercial to say nice things rather than going on about the fact that they got beaten up by some skinheads.
Yeah,
were skinheads in 1951?
They were bald people.
Bald, angry people.
Bald, yeah,
probably short. Short, angry, bald, racist people.
People were much shorter back in those days.
Yeah, no.
Statistically.
It's a fact. That's why in a lot of houses built around that time, doors only come up to about 4.5 feet.
That's absolutely true.
Because they were a lot smaller and they didn't need big doors.
Well, I understand that midgets are actually time travellers from the 1950s that are displaced.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
I've heard that rumour.
Yeah, and I think we probably need to do a bit more looking into that.
I think I've looked into it enough.
There it is, okay. that's enough. They're time travellers or something.
From the 1950s.
They've always had a kind of knowing smugness about them.
And
the
they
midget.
Wear flat caps.
And they wear flat caps, yeah. You often see them like with an anachronistic piece of clothing or something.
That's how you can tell them, apart from the fact that they're shorter.
And you can tell from their eyes that they've seen things.
I saw a tall midget the other day wearing a flat cap.
That's just a person. Tall midget.
But he was wearing a flat cap. I don't understand it.
They can do what they want.
That was just a
northern man.
Yeah. That's what
they
look like, tall
midgets. It's not alienating some of their audience.
Then we've got the internet in the north.
I thought it was about North London.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. No. Don't like that anyway. Okay.
Wicked.
Well, an excellent start. I really like that. I think it was. I've heard of it before, but not heard it. If you know what I mean. And Lord Kitchener as well. So, what a fantastic start. And that difficulty surrounding the third one. Blown away. Didn't stand a chance, did it?
My mate's invented a sport where midgets race sheep. like jockeys.
When you say invented, has he actually carried out experiments in this, or is it just in his head?
I believe he's secured the rights to it.
Is there a professional association? Can you do you have to be a licensed
I thought so. You can't just
sheep or
do they race them on foot or in the air?
I don't know. He hasn't really fought it for that much.
Okay.
We were just drunk.
Okay, no, well, let's look forward to that sometime soon. I just think we should play probably another song. Are we going to do, we'll do one about London and then one new one.
Yeah, we probably should have worked out the order first.
No.
Do my new one?
We'll do.
I don't know anything about it and I've got nothing to say about it, so you might as well get it.
Have you even
we'll get it over and done with? No. It's so new, he's never even heard it.
It's so new and fresh, it doesn't even exist.
What is it?
This is The Dodos, and the song's called Fools, and I heard it once, and then my computer crashed.
Okay, so let's see what that's about.
I quite liked it.
Our fathers has been entangled in this. He's been squandering, and we don't do a thing, cause we're busy in thing. We're just wandering, we're just a wandering, like oh. His son is surprised, cause he tells a few lies. He's got his father's eyes, it's in his father's eyes. And he thinks in his mind that he's just getting by, but he's a compromise, he's just a compromising. We'll be right back.
So that was your new one, Debris.
Yes.
And it was the Dodos.
The Dodos, which is a really terrible name, actually.
Yeah, no. When you sent it over to me, you said, "Can you get the hold of this one and put it on?" I thought, "Oh, here we go. That drop in quality."
Like,
yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, it was good.
What was it called?
The song's called Fools, and the band are called the Dodos.
Yeah.
Mm. Foolish Dodos.
It's just a bad name.
Yeah, no. I liked it. I liked it. I'd like to hear it again. I think it was. It sounded quite lo-fi.
It's two. I think before the computer crashed, I got this far. It's two men. One of them plays the drums, and the other one doesn't.
It's just like two people.
It's just two people.
There was more than two people there.
Kind of
unless
like
they've got
stripes.
Eight arms.
Well, this is the thing. I saw it on, and it had like a review of the gig, and it said the drummer was like proper, all over the shop, got loads of different drums and stuff. Very good.
Like the bloke from Def Leppard again.
We're back to
every time.
Back
every
to
time
Death.
He comes up,
it's a motif.
But,
recurring motif.
They're not new because they've just released.
Quizzle Bummel and Kim.
No.
Cancerous blowjobs. Carry on.
Shh. No.
Anyway, the Dodos, they're not new because they've just released their second album. But you can't buy it because we're not American. I don't know how to get American albums.
You go on Amazon.com
rather than Amazon.co.uk.
But how do you. Does it. What?
I'm
sorry.
Does it cost lots to get an album?
No, not really. Because of our current financial position, it don't cost a lot because it doesn't. It just
well, you can't get it on Amazon.co.uk.
Yeah, I checked. Yeah, they're from San Francisco and they're currently touring all around America.
Fantastic.
So all the American listeners.
Of which
I
understand there's at least three.
Three, maybe four.
Maybe four. Enjoy. Go out and have a lovely time.
But I just signed to a new
And if you can get the album, buy it, send it to Debris.
Yeah, if you could put it in the post and send it to Debris, care of London. That should get to me. So
yeah. Yeah. That fella who really can't work computers and stuff in London.
Look, I'm too old for computers. I'm 23.
For God's sake, I'm nearly seven. Leave me alone.
I just missed the boat with them, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you work with shoes, why do you need a computer?
Can't I get it from... Oh, no, that's... I was talking rubbish. I was going to say, if I buy it in euros, it's more...
If you move it amongst your many bank accounts.
Yeah.
Source it via your Virgin Island money. I'm sure it'll work out better.
But if you go on their MySpace one, it's got loads of free streamed downloadable songs.
That you'd have listened to?
That I would have listened to if my computer hadn't crashed.
Fair play. Well, I'm absolutely grateful that you've got this far and you found at least something for us. So thank you for that.
No problem.
Yeah, I thought it might be a tester when the challenge was set, but you've met it and well done.
That's the... and also I know that they formed in 2005.
Facts. They're just flying out now. He's just dragging them out of nowhere.
And that is easily the most recently formed band I've listened to for about 20 years.
To be fair, that is more facts than I have about anything, so that's fine.
Well, there you go then.
So there you go. You've completely shamed us. Happy days.
Every fact I've tried to produce in any of these things have turned out to be wrong when I checked them out.
Yeah, but, you know, whether it's...
That's because you're a liar.
I do. Well, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You're just a liar.
I sound convincing at the time. No one challenged me on any of them.
That's true.
Yeah, no, I blame myself for that. What's it's like I should play my song about London, shouldn't I, really? I think that if that's the way this is going to go down. This isn't a song about London. It's a song that reminds me of London. And I'll probably explain afterwards, and because then it gives us another thing to talk about, and then that's another one down.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah, so Sound and Vision by David Bowie, obviously not a song that's about London, but
in any way whatsoever. Fantastic bass line.
Yeah, and drums and, you know, all of that good shit. Now, the reason I played it is because despite living in London for the majority of my life, the formative years have always kind of been somewhere else. I was at university in Kent, do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. So I was trying to think of a song that, when I think of London, what comes to mind, and it's that, because it's when we used to go out to what was, I don't know if it was even the after school club then, and we'd get there really early because it was cheap booze, and we'd be the only people in there, and they play this, and we'd dance.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It's the most pleasant memory that I could draw to mind about
I wish
about
I still
London.
Had that memory, but I don't.
Yeah, I know.
Really,
I think I've drawn that memory away.
No, but that's what, yeah, no, that's my most enjoyable thing about London, I think.
Really?
So yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't think of anything else. It's
we
been
did,
rubbish.
We did used to go there every week.
Yeah.
And it was good.
And it was a really good laugh. And that, and you know.
Why did I ever get invited?
I don't know. Why didn't you get invited?
Or something.
But you're not living in.
We said we'd never bring this up.
Yeah, I know. I've made a terrible error. Were you not living in Alpington?
10 years down the line, he's caught us out.
You were living in Alpington with that girl, weren't you? Or wherever you lived. I don't know. You lived with that girl and her friend.
In that,
I don't know.
Strange, beautiful love triangle.
Oh,
that's why we never asked you out, because whenever you came out, you used to get all, you know, used to get so fumbly and, you know, complicated. It was, it made me feel physically sick, to be honest.
We probably did ask you all the time. You just don't come clubbing.
No, you never came out. To be fair.
Well, they're open so late.
And you always say you don't like dancing.
I hate dancing. You're right.
Yeah, no, but yeah, no, that's what sprang to mind. I mean, I did think of songs about London, but nothing really kind of means of, they might mention it and stuff like that, but it never really meant.
You thought about it more than me, haven't you?
Well, no, there's another way to look at it. There's another way to look at it. I couldn't think of a song that's got about London because I don't listen to words.
Well, I was trying to think of like a quintessential London band, and really, I could only think of the Clash,
Kinks, man.
Kinks
and the Kinks.
Kinks are all over it. No, honestly,
I haven't finished. You're only thinking of the Clash and the Kinks.
Stones to a certain extent as well, but
Darth and Surrey, yeah, weren't they? I mean, it's yeah, no, I was the Clash. I mean, like,
well,
you
the
can
Clash
play.
Got three
Guns
tunes
and
that actually drop, like London names. In.
Yeah,
how many have the Kinks got?
Loads. Waterloo Sunset.
Yeah.
No, there are lots. I can't remember them.
Dedicated Father of Fashion's about Carnaby Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, alright.
There's one about Musgrave Hill, I swear there is as well.
You're making it up.
No, I'm
there
not.
Are loads. All their all songs right. will always mention them.
So they're better.
Right, okay.
And you
right,
lost. Every
single
one
of them. All right,
okay.
Pretty much every single one of their songs was about London. So, yeah, that was why I picked that. And apart from the fact that it's a fantastic song as well.
Well, it's one of the great songs ever made.
And the thing is, it's kind of after I left university, when I was at university, I went through this kind of just because you're stuck with all these people, you kind of your music taste, or certainly in my case, it got kind of just lowest common denominator. And I remember leaving, listening, and you know, I had like Alanis Morissette in my cassette collection and stuff like that. No, I'm not afraid to say it. I've come to terms with it, and you should as well.
You should be afraid to say it.
I've said it. It's out there. But
Alanis Morissette.
No, big time. Yeah, and it wasn't until Stardust.
Did you go to?
It was pretty rough. And it wasn't until Stardust got me into Belle and Sebastian that I started coming out of the trough.
I can't believe your life was saved by Ricky
and Belle and Stuart Murdoch.
The only one.
Ricky Stardust and Stuart Murdoch saved my life. So yeah, and then we started going out to these wondrous night spots and listening to good music.
Yeah,
so I mean,
so
I'd never really come across that before.
I used to mishear the lyric to be blue blue electric blue. That's the colour of my shoes.
Oh, that would have been good.
Is that why you bought those shoes?
Yeah.
That would
be good. And he sings about red shoes in Let's Dance.
I fucking loves shoes, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, put on your red shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And dance the blues in your electric blue
shoes.
New song, and it's your go, Stardust.
Ooh, oh yes. Well, this week I've been trying very hard to find.
That's the colour of my shoes.
It's a better lyric, I think. I didn't really understand why I found it with Where I Will Live. I thought it was going
to
be the old woman that lived in the shoe.
Right, sorry, carry on.
New song, come on.
Yes, okay.
We're talking about a day.
This week I've been trying very hard to come up with a new song by an amazing new band. And I went to a couple of gigs. Went to see, who did I go and see? I went to see Poppy and the Jezebels.
Referencing back, yeah,
nice. Yeah,
I like that.
One of the great disappointments of my life, Poppy and the Jezebels.
No way, awful.
Really?
They weren't that good. They didn't play any of the good stuff off the album, which makes me suspect they didn't play any of the good stuff on the album.
Right, now you weren't going to listen to the music. I'm talking.
No, I seriously was. I genuinely think the album is fantastic. And it was all very disappointing. I actually preferred the two support bands. It was distressing. It really was. And then Thursday, I went to see. The Strange Death of Liberal England.
Yeah.
Strange Death of Liberal England.
Why are you looking at me like I should have heard of
them? No, you shouldn't have heard of them.
Right, okay,
and
cool.
I downloaded about four of their songs. And well, the stuff I downloaded I really liked because it sounded a bit like Bowie, Circa, White Eyed Boy from Free Cloud, all that kind of stuff. But I knew they were a bit pompous with the name.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hate them more than Of Montreal.
Ooh!
Oh, and you hate.
You
hate
really don't like those people.
Yeah.
This is why you shouldn't go out.
I know.
This is why you shouldn't do new things.
It was incredibly
disappointing. That is why change is bad.
They're generally offensive. The lead singer had an offensive, massive hair all over the place and was shaking it around. The bassist man, oh my God, he was like a chimpanzee gurning at us and shouting. Ooh, and no. They're all being like angsty and really in your face.
Oh, that's not your sort.
And no, no. It made me very upset. I wanted somebody who'd actually...
So here's a song by them.
I went with Steve586, who had actually supported them before, but he didn't point this out to me. Yeah. Before we actually went and paid £6.75 for the privilege.
That's very precise. Yeah. Why not £7?
To do with booking fees.
Oh, yeah.
Bastard.
But anyway, this song is called Something, and it's by somebody, because it was what I listened to in bed this morning, and I thought it was good.
Jeans and my space hair.
They have brought this over us.
They're teenagers and they don't care.
But what about us?
They spend their money at HMV
on bands they've seen in Anatomy.
They think they're into indie rock,
but we know it's just Kinder Rock.
Coldplay, Keane and Kaiser Chiefs, Kasabian Jet and Razor Light, Kings of Leon, Dead 60s.
The kids are all shite.
Coldplay, Keane and Kaiser Chiefs, Kasabian Jet and Razor Light, Kings of Leon, Dead 60s.
The kids are all shite.
Keane and Kaiser Chiefs, Kasabian Jet and Razor Light, Kings of Leon, Dead 60s.
The kids are all shite.
Coldplay, Keane and Kaiser Chiefs, Kasabian Jet and Razor Light, Kings of Leon, Dead 60s.
The kids are all shite.
Are you gonna be my girl?
Fuck off!
Coldplay, Keane and Kaiser Chiefs, Kasabian Jet and Razor Light, Kings of Leon, Dead 60s.
The kids are all shite!
Coldplay, Keane and Kaiser Chiefs, Kasabian Jet and Razor Light, Kings of Leon, Dead 60s.
The kids are all shite!
And Stardust has won the best song of the day by an absolute mile. That was fantastic.
I did manage to pull it out of the bag. I was literally lying in bed this morning. My iPod was playing. I was hunting through everything that I'd downloaded recently. And
were you naked?
And this cropped up.
And it's monkeyfish.
I did refer to them as monkeyfish, but I think they're called microfish.
Microfish.
Monkeyfish is much better.
Monkeyfish is better.
I am going to email them and suggest it. And it's called The Kids Are All Shites, because they are, frankly.
No, they are. Of course they are.
You are all shites.
Yeah.
And
okay with it.
But I think they give a good list of reasons.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How's the chorus go again? Coldplay,
Keane and Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah.
Singing.
Which is genius. And but then they throw in the Dead 60s. I feel...
The 60s are appalling.
Oh, yeah, they're rotten, but I don't understand where they come from compared to those bigger bands.
It's
I think there are bigger targets.
I used to have to DJ at a horrible place in Camberwell, and people would ask for that kind of stuff.
You used to have to?
No, they gave us money. It was good. And, but I could totally see where they're coming from. When you went in HMV, all the 7-inch releases would be like these awful bands, and Dead 60s kept cropping up. So I can...
Yeah, well, maybe it's because Dead Sixers is kind of passed me by, but yeah.
Oh, they're rubbish though. I mean, like, so they had one half decent single to start, and then just became parodies of themselves within about 20 minutes, which is actually quite impressive.
I don't know who they are.
No, you're all right, mate. Don't worry about that.
I've heard of it, but I don't.
I've heard of music, but I don't really like it.
I don't really know what I'm doing here.
No, you're just quite nice to have around. You've got quite a smiley face.
Plus, you are wearing that leather gimp suit for us, which...
It's itchy.
It's pinchy.
I think that... Well, I'm definitely going to find out more about them, because I generally don't know anything about them.
Well, in the limited amount of time we had before we started, though, I think they've got an entire LP. Am I allowed to say LP anymore?
Did they say where they're from?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. My computer kept stopping working before that happened. But they've got a Masters of the Universe album.
I like the fact
which
it's called
is already straight there. Well. Do you know what I mean? This monkeyfish people.
That's a good time.
That's got to warrant more investigation.
I think so.
Especially after your disappointments of the last week.
Yes. Well, maybe these will disappoint me as well. Maybe I don't want to find out any more about them.
Maybe this is the
air of mystery is what's keeping them
alive. Maybe it's like a beautiful woman that you just meet once.
My only worry with this is when I discovered it this morning...
and it is a worry.
It made me laugh quite a lot. And then I played it about five times back to back and I started getting sick of it. And I feel it may have a limited shelf life. But it's
great. That was the first time I heard it, and I thought it was genius. It's one of the better things I've heard for a long time, actually.
I didn't think that much of it. No, I liked it.
It didn't sound like The Cure. It didn't sound like Depeche Mode.
What was it I really liked? But they
fuck off!
Yeah, but they quote the lyric first, Will.
Oh, are you going to be my girl?
Yeah, are you going to be my girl? Long pause. Fuck off!
But it's said in a way that they don't really like to say it. They're not normally that. But it's well, really
I get the idea they are just laughing quite a lot while they're singing this whole thing.
It's like you've been wrestling with trying to work out what it sounds like.
Seriously, it's driving me out the wall.
I think it sounds a bit Kraftwerky to a certain extent.
There's definitely a kind of deadpan delivery.
If you know the Free Design, they did a song called The Hook, which is about how modern pop is rubbish and it's all commercial.
I think I've heard that,
very similar to this. In concept,
It sounds really like the C86 stuff, like the old twee indie, which is fine.
Lakin and Kaiser.
Yeah, but that's what I want to find out. I'm determined to find out if they're German, because they sound a little bit Germanic. Did you not think in the delivery? They sounded a bit like...
Yeah, that's why I said Kraftwerk. It does, because the vocal delivery, I think, sounds a bit
cool. I caught a bit of Teutonic.
I think it's more because I keep singing it in a German accent. I think
they sing it absolutely normal. Hey!
Did she sound a lot deeper and butcher?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You've pretty much captured her essence, I think, with that. No, that was really good. Absolutely fantastic. And I can't see us doing anything better. So it might be worth turning off now. Should we just call it a day?
Well, Chris Debris, if that really is your name. I feel we have your London track now.
And the football's not until 5:15, so we might as well crack on and do something while we're there. Yeah, your London track, Debris.
My London track is called Towers of London.
Ah!
See what I did? I didn't actually bother thinking about it. I just thought of a song that had London in it.
And you were right to do so.
By XTC.
So an XTC song with the word London in the title. Is that pretty much how it went?
Pretty much.
Yeah, good. Fair play.
Thank you. Do we want a negative point first?
Yeah, no.
No, you go first. No, you say the good things about it.
Go on. You've had a couple of beers.
Well, no ciders. I'm on the pear cider.
Pear
with strawberry. I don't understand how that works.
It's pretty much Kiora.
XTC are the kind of band.
I'm with him.
No, I'm not the hub gun because
never got there.
They're the kind of band that I really want to like, but what? I can't.
I don't. Maybe I've just not come across.
I've got
Skylarkin. I really like that. That's a good album, but I just can't. I want to like them more than I actually do.
Making Players for Nigel, I like. Fair
enough.
Obviously.
That's the thing. I listened to that the other day, and I was like, I so much prefer the new Velvet version. A million times.
And it is better actually. But since he's working overtime from the, you know, later on, I like.
I'm speechless.
But I just can't. It's, and like you were saying, like The Clash.
Yeah, I don't.
Similar
do the Clash
to
either.
The Clash.
I'm speechless. I'm upset. I'm actually visibly upset.
No, but it's not our fault because I genuinely want to like XTC. I bought.
We
their
want
albums.
To help you.
Then
I keep. I bought lots of their albums, thinking I might like it this time.
I've only got their best
and
then
I don't.
Oh, and one other one.
I say lots of their albums. I've got two of their own, but they're supposed to be the two best ones.
And I know lots of people say like an amazing, amazing band. I've just never got there.
Yeah, but generally people who say that, I'm not that keen on.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Are you
I think we know who I'm talking about. But
I know exactly, yeah. So yeah,
but they really obviously I trust his taste, and they're good songs. I know they're good songs. So well crafted.
Where should we go?
I found that a bit boring.
What should we do?
It kind of leaves me cold. It just leaves me cold. I don't. There's no emotion. Like, they're very distant.
It's not my favourite XTC's.
Yeah, well, it's the only one with London in the title.
But
I feel he's treating our topics with contempt.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what to say.
He's put a cursory glance over his record collection.
You've blown my mind.
No, go on.
He accidentally brought in London Fields by Martin Davis, and they realised it wasn't a record.
I can't play that.
can you put that in your CD?
Can you let me do a reading? No, not at all. So, no, go on. Tell us what's good about XTC.
Well, I want to play you all the songs now.
They're good songs. I know they're good songs, but they leave me cold. They just don't move me. They've got no. I feel they're a bit robotic. There's not a lot of emotion going on.
There's tons of emotion, man.
For me, they sit in the halfway kind of point between punk and when the 80s went pop.
Post-punk.
Yeah, but whereas that can be a good thing, they've just kind of taken the worst from both. They've taken the song structures and the production from the 80s, and it's just a little bit.
I think it's quite intellectual, and there's not a lot of.
Really? Yeah. That's why I'm not there. Have you got to listen to the words? No, I'm not there.
No, but there aren't.
One thing I do know, I don't actually know much about them, but I do know that the guy that wrote Making Plans for Nigel joined halfway through. So, like, all the kind of punky, straightforward stuff is the original bloke, whose name I've forgotten. I think it's Andy Partridge.
Yeah.
And then Colin Moulding joined. So then, but I really like that, because you get, like, on their albums, you get a mix of kind of, like, a straightforward punky song.
Yeah.
And then kind of clever, good.
I'm not there. You've not convinced me.
You've made me angry.
You've not convinced me. Pretty much. I really want to get there. I really want to get there with him because I think it's somewhere. Have you?
Yeah.
What?
I'm done. I tried. Skylarkin's all right, but again, I find
there's only so much you can put to these people.
Seriously, can we just stop?
Just stop everything.
I'll play you a couple of their songs.
All right. Well, what we'll do is I'll play the new song that I like.
I'll play you This Is Pop.
Okay. I'll put my new song on. Then in between times we'll have a listen, and then we'll tell you you're still wrong.
Yeah. Cool. Play. I need to go to the bathroom anyway.
Pretty much. I'm going to play. I think it's called Bright Tomorrow by a band called Fuck Buttons, and. And that was Bright Tomorrow by Fuck Buttons, which was my new song.
I thought that was fantastic.
Excellent.
I really like it now. I've heard it twice.
Two or three times.
Giving away the fact that we've had to re-record
several times. It's very spontaneous and it's all live. It's a really good song. I've bought previously. Yeah, go on.
Sorry. Who are they? Where are they from? What's going on?
I've got no idea. Yeah, they're English. They're very much English. I've bought one of their early releases, which was a 25-minute long thing called "Are There Ghosts Here?" Yeah, or something like that. I've not done it. I might put it up actually because it's all right. But they
it's hard
seem
to tell
to,
you put quite a lot of 25-minute long songs up.
But they've kind of seemed to have toned it down to make 3.5-minute songs, which is great. I mean, I thought that's really good song. I think you get the impression you seem to know what's going on and then they flip it on you, and then but it's how many times they can get away with doing that, I think. But I think that's a great song.
What are other songs like?
I've heard some. They're okay. I mean, their album came out last week, I think. I haven't picked it up yet, but in itself I liked it.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Before we go any further, and we're going to wrap up in a minute, but I think we've got a web exclusive that's just come to light.
Yeah, it's our new regular feature.
It's our new web
Chris Debris.
Chris Debris web exclusive.
Chris Debris web exclusive.
Web exclusive.
Exclusive.
What have you got for us this month, Chris? What have you got for us? I
mean, have you got a Chris Debris
web exclusive?
Web exclusive.
What have you got?
Right. The specials are reforming.
Maybe. Chris Debris web exclusive.
And based
exclusive
on what?
My mate, hang on, let me get this right. My mate who has got a mate whose mate knows one of the band.
And what? They've said what? They may reform.
They've been in touch with Terry Hall.
I don't think we should question this too deeply.
Nah.
I feel they might fall apart as a flimsy house of cards.
You could drive a car through the cracks in this story.
It sounded like it's going to definitely happen.
Brilliant. Web exclusive.
Chris Debris web exclusive.
Fantastic. So for those that have had the stamina and the intestinal fortitude to stay with us, there's something to take away.
We know your pain.
We know your pain, and we've given you something back.
We missed half an hour of the football.
Yeah.
Due to this,
and just because we want to finish. I've had a wonderful time. I think it's been amazing. I don't get out much.
Ricky's silent.
Ricky's just flicking his bowl.
Chris Debris web exclusive.
We're going to finish with we've had a chat about who or what we thought was the best London band of all time, and no one came out of it well, I don't think.
We'd say if David Beckham had formed a band then with Posh, then it might have been the best.
And if Bowie had been born a few more miles in,
well, it's
from Essex again.
So much.
Pretend
they're from London.
And they're not.
What really is London nowadays?
Exactly. Is it?
Well,
it's not
that. Essex.
It's that bit.
It's a different county. That's a city.
Well, Kent's a different. Well, London isn't in the county for starters, and Kent's not in London. But I was in Kent, and I had a London postcode. And I was in the London borough of Bexley.
I don't want to get in an argument with you about it because.
Well,
no,
David Beckham is not from London.
No, he's not from London.
No,
it's
so I'm glad we sorted that one out.
No, he started off at West Ham or Tottenham.
No, he didn't. He started.
It was
he
West
might
Ham
have actually.
Tottenham,
it was Tottenham, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because he was with Terry Venables. We've decided democratically.
Terry Venables is from London. We should have done Diamond.
Diamond Lights. Shit.
We should have done Diamond Lights.
Not Diamonds in Diamond Lights.
No, he did.
Chris Wells and Glenn Hoddle.
That's what I meant.
He has done a song though, isn't it? It's like Diamond Lady. I think he did Diamond Lady.
Chris Wells and Jewelry. Where's Glenn Hoddle from? Anyway.
to cut to the chase, the best London band of all time is Shampoo.
Yes.
I think we probably live near them. We saw them the first time. They're from Plumstead.
I worked with them.
Tiny Dancers from Plumstead.
Debris worked with their mum. She was a post woman. Yes. She was rubbish.
First time we ever went to the venue in New Cross.
He franked her machine, that kind
blah,
of
blah,
thing.
Blah. They played their stuff.
They played at the venue. It was a personal appearance. After the second song, a man climbed on stage. They dropped their microphones. The music played on, and it was pretty much.
Continued.
The singing continued. And I've never been happier.
He knocked off one of their sunglasses. I think it was on purpose, though, because I only had two or three songs, and it was the only way they could think of to get
and
out.
It was genuinely controversial, but I personally, now we say.
First time we went to the venue, never looked back.
We went there for weeks and weeks afterwards.
Well.
Don't say it. Just let it happen. It's gonna be an organic thing. We're just gonna be there.
I'll start suggesting it when I'm drunk. You know that already. You'll want to go home.
So we're going to end there.
Tiny Dancer would disappear out the toilet window.
know that when you finish listening to this, you're in a better place than we are.
Much better place.
Because we're in the venue.
Because we're dancing to the Dancing Queen in...
What tribute band is it tonight?
Who knows?
Probably Shampoo.
Back.
Put it on.
We're going to play.
15-year anniversary.
Thank you very much. If we see you again, it will be an absolute pleasure. Good night.